Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom.
Welcome along to today's NBC Connect podcast. And if you saw your emails, you'll have seen that today is going to be a little bit different from our usual podcast that we bring you. There's going to be, presumably, a little less banter, and it's going to be less discussion-y than we've previously had. But we thought it was really important for us to share with you today almost a midweek service of lament. And Tim, I don't know if you want to explain to people what we're going to be doing for the next 25 minutes or so.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think we just felt that it was important for us to pause, given the figures from last week when we reached the figure of 100,000 deaths recorded after 28 days after a positive COVID test. And last week there were moments of reflection from various people, including the Archbishop of Canterbury. But I think we just felt that in the light of that and at this sort of key point during this very difficult time, it would be good for us to just to take a moment to pause and just to spend time reflecting, really. So if you're listening to this, wherever you are, for some of you, you might already be on the treadmill or walking. That's OK. But perhaps for those of you that are listening at home, it will be a good time just to be still and just to move through this time with us. We're going to be sharing some prayers and some psalms and some songs as well that may help us in this period of reflection and lament. A lament, you know, basically is an expression of grief, and often in music or poetry or song. Sometimes lament comes out of regret, sometimes just out of mourning as well. But it's something that, you know, is good for us to take time to experience as well. And, you know, lament isn't only in the Bible. Many old writings and poems form laments. The Iliad, the Odyssey, you know, they all have moments of lamenting. But of course, in terms of the Bible, we have a whole book called the Book of Lamentations. And that sort of sets the scene a little bit for how, as Christians, we too join in that time of lament. N.T. Wright, the scholar who was Archbishop of Durham for a period of time, he talks about lament being a form of praise. Scholars estimate that 2/3 of the Psalms are actually laments, yet they do have a title of praise. Because we're talking to God at the end of the day. Lament is an expression to God in what we're trying to do. I think lament also gives us proof of a relationship. I think we can pour out our heart to God because of the relationship we have with him. It's also an expression of intimacy as well, and allows us just to create a very strong link with God and to share our deepest hurts and regrets and mourning. It's also a prayer for God to act as well, and we'll read some psalms which cry out to God very much in that form of lament for God to do something. And of course, we want God to do something in this midst. But it also helps us to participate in the pain of others as well, and to feel some of that pain that some of you listening will have felt during this time. You may have experienced loss yourself personally, and that loss may be a person, it may be a job, it may be finances, it might be relationships. All sorts of things can cause us to lament. And actually the experience of lament can be a healing process for us. So we pray that during this time that you will feel some of that connection with God very much. It will help express some of the feelings that you have, but also it will bring you into connection with who God is and join in with people from hundreds of years who have poured out their cries to God at times of national crisis and difficulty as well. So we're going to start by reading Psalm 80, an expression of lament from the people of that time. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin and Manasseh. Awaken your might, come and save us. Restore us, O God, make your face shine on us that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smoulder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbours, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, O God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. You transplanted a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. Its branches reached as far as the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its grapes? Boars from the forest ravage it, and insects from the fields feed on it. Return to us, God Almighty, look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. Your vine is cut down, it is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the son of man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved.
Let's pray. How shall we praise you, Lord our God? When we are locked down, how shall we praise you? When the doors to your house are barred and your people cannot assemble, when those desperately in need of money and work cannot even wait in the marketplace, when we have to circle round people in the street and to queue for shops maintaining safe distance, when we can only communicate by hearing on the phone or seeing on the screen or digitally messaging or even just waving through a window, when we cannot meet our parents and children, our grandparents and grandchildren, or other family members and friends, when we cannot touch them in their flesh and blood to know they are really alive, how shall we praise you? How, like Thomas, shall we not see yet believe that your Son is raised among us? How shall we praise you? How can I praise you, Lord? Are you plaguing us with this virus to punish us because we have all done wrong, or thought wrongly, or felt wrongly, or just been wrong? If so, why do only some die? And those apparently the ones who are the least worst or most caring among us? Or are you trying to teach us a lesson? If so, why is it so hard to learn? And how are we to find the answer when we do not even know the question? Or are you still the same loving God coming to us in our sufferings and opening up the way to new life in Jesus? Lord, I will try to praise you. Through gritted teeth, I will try to praise you. I will try to remember that you have created all things, and this virus is part of your creation. I will try not to hate it, but seek to mitigate its harm. I will try to keep myself and others safe. I will work to pray for them and seek to help in whatever way I can. Lord, when I cannot pray or worship, help me to be aware of all your people and your saints and angels hovering around me, lifting me up. When I feel alone, let me feel you near me, even if only for a moment that enables me to go on. Let me hear you say, peace be with you. Lord, I will praise you. Let all the peoples praise you. Amen.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long, O Lord, will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? My God, give light to my eyes, oh. the sleep of death. How long, O Lord, will my foes rejoice when I fall? How long will my enemy say, I have overcome him? But I will trust in your unfailing love, and my heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he's been good to me. Yes, I'll sing to the Lord, for he's been good to me. And I will trust in his unfailing love, and my heart will rejoice in my salvation.
So our thanks to Jeff Lowe, a member of our family here at Newcastle Baptist Church, for creating that song from the words of Psalm 13, a cry of personal lament, a cry of questions and wondering and seeking God's heart in the midst of all of our questions. Do join me as we continue to pray and reflect. Here's a poem by Gary Clayton, In the Year of the Plague. In the year of plague, in the year of COVID, like seeking our daily bread day by day, each day we looked to God to provide, each day we looked to God to survive, each day we shopped to live, not lived to shop. In the year of grace, in the year of COVID, we didn't give up church for Lent, but learned to do church differently. Discovered that buildings close and meetings end, but the church, the body, not the building, goes on. In the year of contact, in the year of COVID, email, phone, letters, Skype, Zoom, Messenger, WhatsApp, Microsoft meetings, these man-made messengers came into their own, carrying our voices, words, thoughts and prayers to the homes of those like us, forced to endure, stay at home, or sally forth briefly, hoping against hope that all would be well. In the year of trial, in the year of COVID, some comfort ate and some got fit. Some went for a walk or a run. Some sofa surfed on crisp strewn couches. Some grew their hair while others grew apart. In the year of fear, in the year of COVID, we saw far fewer cars and even less people, covered our noses and concealed our mouths, felt dread when we coughed, our eyes watered, or we felt unwell. In the year 2020, we lost friends, lost family, lost contact, but gained something too. But when the times ended, and when the plague, the epidemic, the pandemic, the outbreak ends, will we have learned? Will we have changed? Or will we just go back to normal?
And so we continue with a psalm, and this is from Psalm 85. You, Lord, showed favour to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God, our Saviour, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that the Lord may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteous and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. It's our pleasure to bring to you now a recording from our NBC musicians as they share with us the song Psalm 23, The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, I Will Trust in You Alone.
Let us pray. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, have mercy upon us. In all times of sorrow, in all times of joy, in the hour of death and at the day of judgment, Lord, deliver us. Guide the leaders of the nations into the ways of peace and justice. Lord, hear us. Guard and strengthen all those who trust in you and seek your honour and glory. We pray for those leaders of our nation, those in Parliament, those who minister towards us with wisdom and understanding. Bless and keep all your people. Hear us, O Lord. Help and comfort the lonely, the bereaved and the oppressed. Keep in safety those who have to travel and all who are in danger. Heal the sick in body and mind and provide for the homeless, the hungry and the destitute. Lord, have mercy. Hear us as we remember those who have died in the peace of Christ, both those who have confessed the faith and those whose faith is known to you alone, and grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Give us true repentance. Forgive us our sins of negligence and ignorance and our deliberate sins, and grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to your holy word. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Amen. And Psalm 90 says this: Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80. If our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendour to their children. May the favour, the beauty of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
As we've done for each of the weeks of the pandemic since we started our NBC Connect podcast, we want to finish by praying with hundreds of other countries around the world using the prayer from Unite 714, an offshoot of 24/7 prayer. And this week we're focusing on Psalm 46. And this will be our final reading for today. Starting at verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
Heavenly Father, everything around us is shaking. Even as our economies are struggling, COVID is still stalking us, and our nations and communities are fractured and polarized. We choose to take refuge in you. You are not a distant God who is unable to empathize and sympathize with the plight of your creation. In fact, you are a very present help in trouble. As our whole world trembles in fear, we reach out to you by faith in praise and prayer, and we receive the life-giving streams of peace and security which only your presence and power can bring. Lord, we cry to you today. Freshly fill us with your peace, that we might become ambassadors of your peace to a world racked by terror and anxiety. As the world's governments grasp for answers, we ask you to establish the government of your kingdom in our cities, communities, and nations. In the name of Jesus, we cry out for streams and rivers of Holy Spirit awakening to be released into every one of the world's continents.
We refuse to be moved any longer by fear, despair, depression, or anger. The thick darkness suffocating our planet is not an indicator of our doom. A new day of revival and transformation is dawning, but it is simply too dark to see it yet. Your promise to help us at dawn is greater than COVID, economic chaos, persecution, polarization, or anarchy. We stand on the promise of your divine help today. Heavenly Father, help us, we pray. The forces of destruction can only be held at bay by the release of your mighty word. We stand before your throne on behalf of our nations, crying out, Lord, heal our lands from this pandemic, unemployment, injustice and division. There is no answer but you. As governments totter and nations tremble, we cling to you. We rise up with millions of other Christians around the world in the darkness of this dark hour, and we cry out to you. We cannot be moved when we stand on your word. Therefore, we speak to the mountains of peril and pain, which are casting dark shadows over the peoples of our world, and we command them to move. Be uprooted from our planet and be eradicated in Jesus' name. In this mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for taking time today to pause and reflect and to join in this act of worship as we stand with our nation and with the world and continue to cry out to God that he would act in power and that his will be done here on earth and his kingdom come. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch up again next week. God bless you and see you soon.